The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe that, say amen. Now let's read a few portions of the scriptures and then we'll continue. Well, we continue just what we're doing last time. We're praying for the country. And I was explaining some principles along the line. So if you have your Bibles, quickly go to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Part of the Sermon of the Mount, which we all know. I just want to read again from verse 13. It said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Then they say, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, King James says bushel, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, I just want to continue our discussions from here. Just explain a few principles, and then we'll rise up as we normally do, say a few words of prayer, and then we leave. Now, okay, let me just read one more so that we won't have to come back here. Just next chapter, chapter 6, from verse 1. It said, beware of practicing your righteousness before men, for the end that you want to be noticed by them. He said, otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. Now notice that you are practicing righteousness, and righteousness begets a reward. He now spoke in verse 2 about the giving of alms, so that you do it in secret. And then he now went in verse 5. He said, and when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Now I want to just remind us of what we said last time, all right? Number one, let me first explain this, then we'll go back to the first one, Matthew chapter 5. Here, I explained something last time, I just want to say it again so that we'll know it and to be printed in our hearts. That there are different kinds of prayers, and not all of them have a reward. I said that a reward is different from an answer. Are you getting my point? Don't ever forget that. You only get reward for service done. And so Jesus talked about practicing your righteousness, and he said that begets a reward. And now, in that context, spoke about a certain kind of prayer. And I don't have time to go by it again, but we said it then, that when you pray, for example, the Bible said that you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Then we read from Jeremiah 29, that God said, when I send into a city, I send into a nation as an exile, you pray for the peace of that city. It's when that city has peace that you will have peace also. Are you getting the point? So we said when you are praying prayers like that, then what you are doing is that you are practicing righteousness. That's what Jesus is saying. And you will get a reward for the practice of righteousness. When you wake up and you put your emphasis on your needs, you can get an answer, but you don't get any reward. And a good illustration of the difference is what happened to Solomon. God said, ask for anything. And if Solomon had asked for, if he had asked the Lord for 1,000 wives, the Lord would have wondered what he wanted to do with them. But probably would have gotten it. Anyway, let's get to serious things. If he had asked God for a lot of money, he would have gotten it. If he had asked God to enlarge his kingdom, double it in size, he would have gotten that. You follow the point? But he did not ask for that. Now, if he had asked for that, those things, and he had gotten them, that's the giving of those things to him would have been an answer, not a reward. But when he asked for something that was not at all related to material possessions that would be a personal blessing to him, when he focused on praying for the progress of Jerusalem, when he focused on praying for the nation Israel, when he wanted to get wisdom so that he would be a good king and cause the people to prosper, and indeed, he caused that nation to prosper exceedingly. That just by the way, alright? I just want to say something by the way. Look, Nigeria as a country is one country, I know that one man who God anoints and does the will of God can cause this nation to prosper exceedingly. It's not difficult at all. Nigeria doesn't even need too much brain. Do you follow my point? What I mean is that you don't have to pray for rain. Rain falls. Do you follow what I mean? Yes, you really don't have to. You have so many intelligent people. You are not leading a a flock of goats, right? There are so many intelligent people who can do things. If you put your brain in order, it's a country that you can really cause to prosper. So Solomon, indeed, he caused Israel to prosper exceedingly. So when he prayed his prayer focusing on the prosperity of Israel, when he prayed his prayer focusing on the promotion of righteousness in that land, he wanted to execute justice, then God gave him what? A reward. What God gave him was what? A reward. Initially, he got an answer, which was wisdom that he asked for, and he got it. But beyond that, God now gave him more wisdom than he asked for, because he asked for wisdom to be effective in his job. God gave him wisdom that was unnecessary for his job. I don't know. Now, he first gave him the one that was good for his job. He first gave him the wisdom, all right, that he could use to execute judgment. They now gave him wisdom that was unnecessary for the office of a king. For example, you go and read the description of wisdom. Solomon wrote poems about leaves. Solomon wrote poems about, you know, he wrote issues on philosophy. He kept on writing. Most of his writings we don't have. But people used to gather every day to come and listen to Solomon just tell about the universe. Those things were not necessary for the king. I mean, these are things that professors should be using in university. All right? That was part of the reward that God gave to him. It was not just the answer. All right? And then, of course, he never asked God for riches. He got abundant riches. He never asked God for a peace and the life of his enemies. All the enemies were laid down before him, one by one, and destroyed. That's a matter of fact. You get what I'm trying to explain? Now, all those things were the rewards he got for righteousness, practicing righteousness. So let's not ever forget that. And I tried to explain something to us, but I need to remind us about it again. Once we wake up and all we have as prayer points, our personal needs, all we have as prayer points, our own personal issues, then it's a sign that we are not walking in the perfect will of God. We are not practicing righteousness. You know, Jesus talked about the practice of righteousness. He talked about giving. You understand my point? A lot of people know how to give money. They know how to give prayer. Do you follow my point? All we know how to give in Christianity these days is money, money, money. And we tell ourselves that money answers all things. Really? In the context of, Solomon said that thing in the particular context, okay? It doesn't answer prayer. You know, you cannot give money to the person you're supposed to pray for. Money does not change character. You get what I'm saying? You cannot give money to the president and make him a good president, can you? You really cannot do that. But you can pray for him and cause him and compel him to do the will of God. Now, so that's what Jesus called the practice of righteousness. Let's not ever forget that. All right, that's one thing. Remind us about that. That's from that Matthew chapter 6. Okay, let me just say it again. That reward, you cannot really say exactly what God will reward you with. Solomon was not banking on the things that he got, yet he got them. You follow my point? I say it all the time. You cannot. People say that I have struck a deal with God. Let me just say it again. I like to correct these things every time I have the opportunity to speak. People say I have made a covenant with God. The only covenant you can make with God is a commitment. You cannot tie it to reward. We went for a convention, my alumni convention, which you all know about 2 weeks ago. And one of our sisters said something that she heard somewhere. Do you follow? Now, let me just say this. You know, when we say things here and there, it blesses people, okay? I'm digressing. But just to let you know that you cannot make a... People say, I've made a covenant with God. I will do this and he will do that. You can't. God can make a covenant with you. Do you follow my point? But you can't make a covenant with God. You can't get up and initiate it. You can't. Now, the lady, this woman I'm talking about, one of our brethren, described what she heard one other lady say. And the lady is maybe a minister, a missionary, evangelist, or one of those things. And used to go around doing work, plenty of work for the kingdom of God. Listen to this, neglecting her family. And she said that, I have made a covenant with God that I will take care of his children, he will take care of mine. That's a very stupid statement. Alright? That's a very irresponsible statement. Are you getting my point? Yes, it is. It is. It's a careless statement. Alright? You wake up and decide, God, I will take care of your children, you will take care of mine. That's nonsense. God gave Adam a garden. Cultivate and keep it. Adam cannot say, God, don't worry, I shall describe the universe, you take care of the garden. What kind of job is that? Look, this is your own job. You take care of this garden. You don't strike an unnecessary deal with me. You follow what I'm saying? What I'm going to emphasize is that, listen, let's not. You can't wake up and be striking deals with God. You know what I deal? I will do this and you will do that. The only person who's allowed to say that is God. Somebody told me once that somebody said that you can use this, you can use your tithe to challenge God. I said, God doesn't accept challenges. That's what you don't understand. He doesn't. You can't wake up and challenge. What kind of joke is that? All you can do is to obey. Do you follow my point? If he says do ABC, you do ABC. And do it again. And do it again. Don't do D. He didn't say do D. A, B, C. You can do A 20 times, B 20 times, C 20 times. That is the only kind of covenant that God understands. Do you get my point? You cannot tie a reward to the practice of righteousness. If God says it has been tied, then it has been tied. You get my point? You can't invent your own. That's why you can never, you know, I've said this in, don't worry, by next time, maybe I'll stop saying it, all right? You people have heard it enough. That's why you can't get up and take money and say, I'm giving this money towards this, therefore I will get it. It's a joke. It's a joke. If you want to give money, give money. And it's a good thing. Christians should give. I heard Billy Connect teach that thing again. I was listening to him last week and I was happy. At least somebody else is saying it again, that Christians don't give because they want to get. I said, oh my God, I'm so happy a senior man is saying this. That we do it because it's a responsible thing for believers to do. Alright? What I'm saying is that when we do our acts of righteousness, alright? We do them and do them because they are right. Then God awards the reward. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's what I have to bring up from there. Alright? And I'm saying, because that's what the Bible says clearly. If a man prays for the peace of a particular nation, he walks in righteousness and prays for the peace and prosperity of a country, listen to this, he will prosper in that. Because God said that, you know, there are two things, I told you, there are two ways to look at it. He said, if you pray for the peace of and the prosperity of this of the nation I'm sending you into, in its prosperity you have prosperity. I said, there are two things. One, either the nation will literally prosper and you will prosper in it. Or two, because this also happens, sometimes one person's prayer, sometimes, I'm not saying it's always like this, and so I'm not trying to discourage you. Sometimes, things are set in motion in such a manner that one person is unable to reverse that motion. Do you follow my point? Alright? And that was what God spoke to Jeremiah. If you read Jeremiah chapter 15, Jeremiah said the destruction is determined, alright, overflowing with righteousness. There was one king, I think was it Josiah now, or one of them, that did so much righteousness. The Bible said that, however, God did not turn back from the destruction he had determined against Jerusalem because of the sin that another king before him did. I think it was his father. You follow my point? So sometimes it happens, alright? Now, this is what I'm coming to. When it happens like that, the man who prayed for the peace or prosperity of that nation, he will privately and personally prosper, especially when you compare him with everybody else. For example, Jeremiah, after praying, God said, listen, oh boy, I will give you one thing. I will kill everybody else, you will survive. Do you follow my point? Tell the angel, go and mark everybody that's groaning and sighing because of the sin that's in this nation. And the angel began to mark. And at the end of the day, only the prophet was marked. That didn't, there was nobody else. So because of that, anybody that's not marked dies. Anybody who's marked survives. And why did the prophet survive? Because he was marked. And why was he marked? Because he was groaning and praying concerning the issues of the land. Are you getting my point? Let me scare you a bit. Alright? Let me scare you a bit. Now imagine, what if you turn it around? You now join in your whining and groaning and complaining and grumbling about the land. I'm pronouncing curses and judgments. You know, somebody is scaring you a bit. Wake up in the morning and condemn everything. What you are doing is that you are actively participating in judgment without realizing it. Do you get the point? There are many things that control what happens in our lives. Many issues. Many. Many. Many of us won't realize it. We'll be trying to do business, trying to do things. And God said, the reason why this business is not prospering is because the land in which you are trying to situate it has never gotten a blessing from your mouth. You wake up in the morning, you complain. You go to sleep at night, you curse the land. You don't realize that's what you are doing. But at least you know you are complaining. By the time you finish, you now wake up in the morning and you are commanding that same land to bring forth blessing for you. James said, how can? How did James say it? He said, the mouth that's bringing forth good, you know, cannot be bringing forth evil at the same time. So the land that you are telling to bring forth evil, how will it bring forth good? Now this is what Christianity is, though. Are you getting what I'm saying? Alright. Now let me explain the other thing and then we'll continue our prayer. Especially we'll pray for our president and the many issues in the country. Alright. The other one we read was where? Yes, the salt of the earth. Let me just explain that to us again. What's the meaning of the word salt of the earth? We read that from Matthew chapter 5. In verse 13, what Jesus was speaking, what was saying to the disciples, which we should bear in mind again, is this. See, life is very spiritual. Are you getting my point? Yes. You see, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, all those kind of things are tied to the lives of the people that live on the land. Are you getting my point? The fertility of a land, ozone layer depletion, global warming, global cooling. Global warming is not, you know, I said this to you one day you said that, this guy used to say that global warming is not caused by the kind of fuel that we use. Just believe me. Are you getting my point? That's not what causes global warming. I always say that who was there to warm the globe at the end of the ice age? Yet you heard of the ice age. Yet the globe warmed. Now please, let's get the point. This is what I'm trying to bring out to us. What happens on the earth is tied to the lives and the lifestyles of the people that live on the earth. I've discovered, anytime I say this, it's like a joke. And it's actually half a joke, but I think I'm half correct. If not, okay, I think I'm about 85% correct. There's a particular religion that the spread of it is always followed by desertification. You know what I'm talking about. Go and check. Just check the geography. Where there are strong deserts follow. Those lands were not deserts before. I know what I'm telling you. You talk about the Lake Chad is dry. I said, why won't it dry? Every morning you bow down inside Lake Chad and shout. I mean, every morning people will just gather around Lake Chad and be shouting. Okay. This will just be sucking away the water that is in the lake. You know, Lake Chad has shrunk by about, is it 70 or 85% now? The Lake Chad of when I was in primary school is not the same Lake Chad of today. The basin is still there, but the amount of water has dropped by about 85% over the last 20-something years. What am I saying? Yes. Over the last 30 years, at least that one I'm sure, it has dropped by about 85%. You know what will happen? Another 30 years, it will dry. Bam. And if people don't know, they still go and spread mass in the center of it, they wake up at 5 a.m. I hope you're putting what I'm saying. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. No, really. These things are interesting. These are spiritual phenomena. They are spiritual phenomena. You think the other side was always the desert? No, it wasn't always the desert. I believe very strongly. One day, the archaeologists used to still dig everywhere and find all those thriving cities. Like you think when the, what do you call them? Is it Timbuktu? Or what is the story of Timbuktu? You think Timbuktu was the center of the desert? I don't think they did. Issues were flowing that time, but over time, I mean, if you don't worship, you know, he said, kiss his son, let him be angry, and your water dries out of the way. The Lord is good. Now, the word I'm just making is that, right? So, what happens on the earth is tied to the people that live on it. And if God, now, and that's God's, that's God's method for promoting the recovery of the earth. Listen to this. He plants his nations, his people, in every nation of the earth. And without them, that nation will be lost. If the body of Christ is not established in any nation, they will disappear. They will disappear eventually. They will what? They will disappear. You know, I was somewhere over the weekend and I heard something that I had not heard in a long time. I know it happens, but I was surprised when it spread it down to Nigeria that Jews in Nigeria can now move back to Israel. Have you heard that thing? I wanted to collect some of the information manual so that I can study it properly. Well, whether it is everybody or a lot of Igbo people are Jews. And I think maybe those from Igbo state are Jews. And I'm brave who don't look like Jews to me. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. And I heard it, I said myself, wow, it's very good. Nigerians will move. You don't know what's there. You go open door. We're all going. One outside man will appear and say, he said, oh boy, me, what light the light, I'll be Jufa. Everybody go park. He said, go Israel. Tel Aviv, here we come. Now, when I heard that business, I said myself, what? And the body of Christ, Christians are going around doing this. Christians are doing it too. They are sponsoring the return of Jews to the promised desert. And you know, please, In case your grandfather is a Jew, allow your cousins to go, but you don't go anywhere. There's a reason I'm saying it. That's not, hear it, quote it. Pastor Frank said, that's not righteousness. That's not the plan of God, it's not the will of God. I'm not discussing that one now. Don't let anybody come and move you out of Nigeria to any promised land anywhere. I don't care whether it's because your grandfather is a Jew. In fact, they finally found out that your grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, was a high priest during one particular. It makes no difference. If any man be in Christ, he's no longer a Jew. Did I hear an amen? That's what I'm preaching. I'm not saying that. That's why I said your cousins can go. For adventure, you are from. By the way, I'm looking at Elizabeth, I look like a Jew. Alright? I don't know how these black people can be Jews. Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, this point I'm just making, however, is alright. Let me leave that one. And just to clarify something. Christians, alright, sometimes we don't read prophecies very well and we don't understand how it applies. Alright? God is not returning believers to anywhere. If you're a Christian, don't answer such things. I don't want to go into the discussion of whether if you're not a Christian, you should answer. That one doesn't concern me. But if you're a believer, that gospel does not concern you. Are you getting my point? It doesn't concern you. Don't go and join anybody fighting for land with Palestinians. That's not Christianity. Is that okay? Every nation of the earth, alright? It says of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. God is not colonizing any square mile area somewhere in the Middle East. He's not doing that. Are you getting my point? Yes, it's the whole earth. The whole earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the seas. It's the whole earth. Do you follow my point? Do you get the point I'm making? Your Jerusalem is Enugu for adventure. Your own Jerusalem can be Burundi. It's possible. Can be anywhere. Can be Lagos, Abuja. Or it can be the real Jerusalem. You understand? The physical one they are fighting over. Alright? If that's how God. But God has not sent all of us to go and queue up. Some people show up and say, why you want to pray? You pray towards Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love you. And they forget that every promise of God is confirmed only in Christ Jesus. The Jerusalem of today is called the Church of Christ. If you want to prosper with your prayer, pray for the body of Christ on the earth. Do you get my point? Alright, anyway, this one I'm going to explain. So you find out that this is how God recovers every nation of the earth. He plants his people everywhere. Are you getting my point? We are discussing the dispensation of Christianity. Because the dispensation of Judaism is different. In the dispensation of Judaism, God pulls people from Egypt. Alright, the Jews. Those are not the Jews, that's Israel. You know, Israel and Jews are different, alright? Just the tribe of Judah, and I think maybe with Benjamin, that's what they call Jews today, alright? The other one, nobody knows where they are, alright? I'm sure it's possible that Oduduwa was from the tribe of Ephraim, we don't even know. They just covered everybody from Western Nigeria. You don't know where anybody's from. Look, I was talking with my father, I don't know, one father, alright? Very educated man. He said, whatever the Bible does not discuss that they've learned, you know, in the Catholic theology, they don't just bother about it. I said, that's very good. Pentecostals should learn that also. Alright? The Lord is good. Alright, the Lord is good. So the point I'm making, alright, let's just continue, is that, see, what God does, alright, what God did then was to create a nation. Is that okay? And then from that nation, he brought forth somebody. It's like, let's assume that Mercedes-Benz builds a plant. That plant, they say, okay, want to provide cars for the whole of Africa. So they come down to, let's say, somewhere in central Nigeria. Maybe some God land somewhere in Benue State. And then they built a heavy Mercedes-Benz plant. Now, when they first start, all the activity will be directed towards where? Benue State. You see them clearing land, importing steel, bringing their engineers, recruiting people. Finally, the plant will be ready. Then what will start happening in the plant? They will start producing cars. And the cars will start doing what? Driving away from Benue State. I don't know whether you get the point. Until the production starts, all activities will be centered in Benue State. After production has commenced, you discover that the cars are all heading out of the place. So a time will come that you will discover that the Benue State in Nigeria will not have more Mercedes-Benz cars than maybe Tanzania. Because they were producing it there, that they might move all over Africa. Do you get the point? And they start having sales center, centers, service centers all over Africa. But why did they first create that one that was in Benue State in Nigeria? Because that was supposed to be the source of everything that is going forth. That's why Paul said to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. That's just the way it works. So what I'm saying is that when God wanted to produce salvation for the earth, he first built his manufacturing plant. And that manufacturing plant produced one thing, Christ Jesus. And as soon as it was produced, he closed it down. That's what he did. He said, I don't need it anymore. I built this plant for one purpose, to produce my final product on the earth. And that thing is called Christ Jesus. And having produced him, all right, and Jesus went to the cross, died, and he released the spirit of Christ into the earth. He said, it is finished. The veil went down. A sign that we don't need this temple anymore. I see Christians gather. There was a time they were having architectural drawings. You know, maybe they need to be like you to draw for them, get them the 3D model, so that they can build a temple that Jesus Christ will return to. I said, Jesus is Lord. You guys believe this? And they'll go around the world raising money to build a temple. The temple that, oh gosh, God is not doing that. The temple that he wants now is flesh, all right? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's get that clear, all right? He has closed down the plant. He doesn't need it anymore. His product has now gone out into the whole earth. The Spirit of Christ is everywhere. This one I'm making. Now, God created this earth not for the devil, not for any one of his foes, all right? Or the devil's associates. He created it to be redeemed. After the earth was destroyed by the activities of sin, God set about to redeem it. Listen to me. Everywhere that the people of God will be planted, they will redeem the land that they are on. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, everywhere that the people of God will be planted, they will redeem the land that they are on. That is a matter of fact. If we continue steadfast in the faith, the very land upon which we stand will respond to the Spirit of Christ that is inside us. A land that was... Look, listen. Hey, I don't have all the time. I don't want to do all the day, just teaching today. You will find that where there was desert. It's not as if we start irrigating. It never heard of climate change. Climate changes in any direction. It can change this year. Everywhere is hotter and warmer. The following year just turns that everywhere is cooler. Where it wasn't raining, if God just does like this, clouds will change and start, rain will start falling there. And that was what God used to do for Abraham and for Isaac. Anywhere they arrive, rain starts to fall. It was just a normal thing. When there was famine, Isaac wanted to move. God spoke to him simply, don't go anywhere. Stay there. Cultivate this land. Plant there. And then the waters began to flow. That's a matter of fact. And that's what Christianity is. It's not just, look, number one, we pray. Amen? But our very presence brings forth good things onto a land. That's a matter of fact. You think Enugu tropical rainforest? Me, all of us change religion first. You know what I'm saying? All the local trees are shortening. You won't know what's happening. Then what have growth in Enugu now? Only cactus. And don't go near a tree. It's because we are declaring somebody else is greatest. Are you following what I'm saying? Nigeria is already getting better. People just don't realize it. Believe me, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. There are two sides to that. Normally, when spiritual things are going on, people don't notice it. Alright? Then they break forth suddenly. You think it started yesterday. That's why it was as if we were dreaming. But for a long time, the Daniels would have been praying. They would have been calling for things. God would have been telling them, be patient. I'm about to do something. I will do a new thing. Then the day starts. These people were not joining them. They say, when the Lord turned again, the candles were like them that dream. Daniel cannot talk that kind of thing. Daniel is like, who dream? Now you dream. When the Lord turned again, the candles were like them that prayed. That's what that... You follow my point? No, it's true. But what David was describing is that when the manifestation of God comes, it often comes suddenly. Something will just break forth suddenly. But actually, things were already going on. And sometimes, that's another thing, things are they are happening physically. But our blindness and our inabilities to recognize things going on makes us think, all right? They make us think as if things are not yet going on until finally the water finally springs in our faces. Meanwhile, we saw the wells being dug. We saw people fetching out of the wells. When they start carrying water and splashing all over, I say, what happened? There's no water here. I said, but we're digging all the while. We're fetching water bit by bit. You mean you did not notice? That's a matter of fact. Nigeria done the good. Is that your name? You done the good. I mean, it goes so good. People go surprised. I've been warning you about Europe. I've been warning you. You see what they happen to Euro now? You know Euro? Euro, they are $1 trillion in bailout for the whole of Europe. I said to you all along. $1 trillion bailout. Now try. They said the Greeks, that's Greece. They said if Greece drops Euro, they had their own currency. What was it before? There's one biblical word for it. Huh? Is that what? No, that's not what. Is that what, no. There was, what were they using in Greece before? Before they converted the Euro? Is it the drachma now? It's one word that's found in the New Testament. No, it's not denarii. It's not denarii. I think it's the drachma or something. There's one word that the currency were using before. So if they dare convert back to it, the value will dive like this. They will lose all confidence. I just see confusion for Greece. They won't borrow money. He said, man, now what? Africa don't serve you home on you. They are lending Greece $350 billion. All the years they will borrow before they cancel the debt. We're owing $36 billion. One time they want to lend a country another $250 or $350 billion. I say, yeah. This Iceland, where volcano they erupt now. No, before it was financial volcano that just wiped out all the banks. God, they blow. All flesh is grass. And the goodness thereof, they're like what? The flowers of the field. And then the grass withers. When God just, that's it. Volcano just erupts. Airline can't fly again. So, let's turn it around again. Upside down. You will wake up one day. You just notice that. I haven't taken light in this my house for the last 6 weeks. So. After 3 months, they took it live out. That was like 4 weeks ago. They took it for like 5 minutes. Okay. I just been paying my card meter. I just gonna recharge my card meter. After 6 months, they said, you just see your generator don't begin grow. Cobweb will don't grow around your Amen. Generator, you know? Cobweb.
Amen.
Cobweb, I'm telling you. After a while, when you change oil twice in your jet, you know, nobody will keep oil inside the generator for a long time or car, anything. You will change whether you use it or not. So after maybe about 6 months, you come on the oil, you change it. After you change the second time, you offer the generator for sale. There's nobody there who won't buy. I'll be like missionary for your face. He said, buy jet as a widget. They just see that every shop in town they sell jet. You go reach the now fridge and freezer, they go cool for front. They don't come out all the generators. Now only fridge and freezer go remain. Amen. Air conditioners go come full ground. I mean, no, why should they sell jet? That's when you now look back and say, wait, oh boy, are we not having uninterrupted power supply? And the president said, not yet. That actually, we have achieved 15,000 megawatts. Our target is 25,000 megawatts by the end of next year. You now remember that. Oh, those days. Listen, it will happen.
Amen. Reverend Mokia has said it, and also, by Elton, they have described the special purpose that God has for this nation, Nigeria. So let's give God thanks for that. He said, Lord, we know we are not average. It's not a lie when they call us the giant of Africa. There is a reason why we are so called. Say, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you because there is a purpose you are working in us. Let's thank God again for this current day situation of the economy and especially the political system. We have a new president. Let's say, Father, we thank you for good luck, Ebele Jonathan, our current president in this country. We thank you, Lord, for him because you have brought him for such a time as this. It's deliberate. God knew that you had to take over. That was why God arranged for him to become. When God spoke, he said, this was the reason why I raised Pharaoh up. That's what it means to raise somebody up, that is, to bring the person from nothingness and bring him to the position of prominence work and do the will of God. So thank God for him. God raised Saul up, God raised David up, and in the same manner, God has raised this man up. So let's say, Father, we thank you, because we recommend that he's not an engineer of tragedy. He's not the engineer of South-South, he's not the engineer of Passenger. It's not engineering work of anybody, but it's the will of God that brought him to this point. We know that there is a purpose for which God calls him, a purpose that the former president did not fulfill. Therefore, God brought him to come and fulfill it. Say, Lord, we thank you because you are in charge. Listen, it's very important to give God thanks because we are declared that he's the most high, and we are declared that he's in charge of this nation. That this nation is not an accident. Now, can we begin to do something? Now, you know, last time when we began to pray for our president, all right, well, I explained something then that there is a reason, like I was just saying, just now, why God brought him to this particular point. Therefore, let us begin to pray. Say, Lord, that purpose, you know, we're not going to stop praying. Say, we have prayed once last week. No, we say it again that, Lord, the purpose for which you brought him, Lord, help him to fulfill it in the name of Jesus Christ. See, God always brings people for a purpose. When God brought when he dethroned Belshazzar, all right, and replaced him with the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, and Darius took over. It was so that Cyrus may be king and may make the oppressed of God go free. It was because of the liberation of Israel that God made Cyrus king. We believe, you know, we've been praying for certain things, all right. For example, I believe, you know, I'll say something to somebody today. This is just by the way, this is not Bible, this is just politics, all right. They said that, oh, they zoned this and zoned that. I said, who zoned what? Who are the people? Did we all agree that we'll zone it this way? No. Because certain people who believe that they can always control who's in power decided to zone it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, that's the thing. So certain people who thought they could only control those who are in power decided to zone it. So I said, if Nigeria becomes a case of indeed one man and one vote, you will discover that the reign of PDP has ended. Now, I'm not speaking against PDP. All right? So they don't bother. Alright, that's what I'm speaking again. I'm just going to say that among the things we are praying to God for is that there will be electoral reform. Do you understand my point? Among the things we have asked God for is so that there will be power, constant power supply. Among the things that we have prayed for, we saw from the book of Isaiah chapter 59, God saw injustice and it displeased him. It's very important. God saw injustice and he was displeased. So we know that injustice displeases God. Therefore, for him to bring this man at this point, we also believe that God wants him to establish justice in the land. Not that somebody will just kill a political opponent and nothing happens. Those things work against the country, I hope you know. Yes. Any land where blood is being shed and nobody is being punished is a land that is in trouble. And except you pray, all right, and God begins to cut off doors of iniquity, that land will not prosper. That's a matter of fact. That's what blood does to land, all right? So that's what we believe, that these are the reasons why God brought him. So let us pray for him. Say, Lord, the wisdom to execute these purposes and many more that we don't even understand, give to him in the name of Jesus. It's a very simple prayer. Pray whichever way you want to. If all you can do is just to repeat it. Say, Lord, for the president, good Lord Jonathan, I pray that the wisdom to execute these things that you have called him to do, give him that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Help him to recognize you are the one that makes kings, not PDP. You are the one that makes kings, not powerful men. You are the one, God. You are the one that rules in the affairs of men, and you set upon the nations, the kingdoms of men, whosoever you wish. Say, Lord, let him understand that. And for that reason, Lord, give him boldness. Give him courage. Give him strength. Surround him with men that will give him wisdom. God gave Ahithophel to David. And as long as Ahithophel served the purpose of David, his wisdom was pure. Say, Lord, men with wisdom that will help you serve your purpose. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will give to him the wisdom to do the reason why you call him, that wisdom. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will give to him, strengthen him, protect him, in the name of Jesus Christ, protect him. Sorry, I interrupted you. I want to add this one to it, and then we'll continue that other prayer. Add this one to it. Today, I was in my office. Let me not mention any name, but somebody mentioned the name of maybe it's popular knowledge now. I don't know, but I didn't know it until then. Of one particular civil rights activist, a lawyer, that's going to be the INEC chair. All right. somebody mentioned it, let me just mention it, but I'm not sure whether it's everywhere. I don't know whether it's very true. But this point I want to make, he said, if that man gets into position, all right, that then Nigerians will really hear, they really be able to vote one by one because of his antecedent. But there's a principle here. Do you know? And we don't have to deceive ourselves. Most people who are in the current House of Reps and Senate don't want one man, one vote. Because if it was like that, they wouldn't be in power. So, what I'm going to say, as you are praying your prayer, there are those who are praying the opposite. And who are working against the opposite. Good. Now, spiritualism is what they all practice. They will go, look, they don't only spend money, and the expenditure of money is part of the practice of spiritualism. Everybody's practicing that. And that's what the prophets of Baal were doing. Do you follow my point? And keeping Israel in bondage. But one day, one man that understood spirituality, what is spirituality? The thing that marks out spirituality as opposed to spiritualism is two things. Actually, it's one thing, but two things. All right? One, the will of God, and two, the power of prayer is one thing because you pray according to his will. Do you understand? What happens is that you can have 400 prophets of Baal practicing spiritualism, cutting them. Those things were real power, that were spiritual machination. Cutting themselves, spilling their blood, sacrificing animals, and shouting and calling. But one person who understands the power of the Most High God will bring all their machinations to naught. His presence, the spirit of Baal, disappeared. He said, shout some more. Maybe you guys are asleep. Why? Because one person appeared. What am I going to explain? You can have plenty of people that have billions of naira saying that it mustn't work like this. Alright? But you don't have 20 naira. You get what I'm saying? But because you understand the will of God and the power of prayer, a simple word you utter in prayer will make the power of his money lose effect. Are you getting the point I'm making? So that's what Christianity is. We are not wishing, we are fighting. Are you getting my point? That we are wishing that good will come. No. We are saying that if we don't do what we are doing now, the good will not come. No matter how much a president wills to do good, there are so many people who are fighting against that good because disorder is where they prosper from. That's why we are needed. That you are an amen. That's why you are the salt of the earth. Therefore, we are going to declare, because we understand the will of God, that God hates injustice. That's the will of God. Therefore, we will turn to God. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God for the pulling down of what?
Strong.
So every group of people, now, we are praying now, alright? Now, we have begun to pray. Every group of people that have gathered themselves as strongholds against the progress of the nations, because God hates injustice, we declare that they are scattered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, we are praying. So say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone who will stand against electoral reform, power generation in Nigeria, law and order, Lord, we cause them to be scattered in the name of Jesus. Like the prophets of Baal, let all their oracles go silent. Let all the powers of their gods disappear. Let them become weak when they used to be powerful. Let them find themselves in prison and they cannot come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them declare, because you see, wherever they are meeting, this is I want us to listen to this. You know, one of the things that people use, alright, is power of agreement. That's part of spiritualism. Do you understand my point? Don't ever forget, spiritualism is when you operate spiritual laws to get results for it. That is common, even in Christianity, it's part of Christianity. Except that our own spiritualism is mighty through God. We don't use plenty talk to get results. We use our talk to connect with God. Are you getting my point? In spiritualism, you wake up, you continue to declare it. You understand? That's why every morning the Muslim must shout, Allah is greater, Allah is great. Keep shouting it. Do you follow my point? It's part of it. But Jesus used to pray quietly. In fact, the time he said, Father, I thank you because you are here to me. He said, I'm only saying it loud so that the people around me know. But because it's connecting with the power of God, it whispers and it gets results. Do you follow my point? It whispers and it gets results. Alright? So I want us to understand that as we are walking, what we are doing, we are fighting. Do you follow? What are we doing? We are fighting. We are lending our voices to what God wants to do in this nation. That's what we are doing. We are lending our voices. So when people are practicing, I was going to explain something. spirituality, one of the things they do is they agree. Part of it is agreement. Part of it is what?
Agreement.
Once God looked, he said, all these men, they have agreed. And there is nothing that they are doing that will not be possible, seeing that they are in agreement. So therefore, let us go and scatter them. God said, when I want to punish the Egyptian, I turn the heart of the Egyptian against the brother. That's how it works. So let's pray a simple prayer. When they have agreed, God caused disorder. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a very simple prayer. To everyone that's standing against our progress in this nation, establishment of justice, establishment of electoral reforms, establishment of constant power supply, whenever they have agreed, Lord, cause disorder in the name of Jesus. Very simple prayer. You can say it in any language you want. You can just repeat what I have said.
Agree.
Lord, what we are doing, we are praying for the peace and the prosperity of this our land. We are praying for the peace and the prosperity of this nation. We declare in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now one thing we'll do, let's just begin to give the Lord thanks, because indeed, now don't forget what I said several times before. We didn't come here to pray, we came here to start to pray. You know, I've said it several times. That is when you're in Luna at home, alright? When you're watching TV, just begin to declare these things. Do you get my point? That's just how you do it. When you're watching TV, when events are happening, alright? We just begin to, you continue to declare, and because we are connecting with the power of God, we're not struggling physically. And like I said, the Baal prophets can be plenty. People who are against our freedom and progress in the nation, they can be plenty and rich. But the, as a matter of fact, it is Elijah, we the people of God, who are connected with the power of God, that will prevail. That will prevail. That's a matter of fact. That here, amen. Alright, for that reason, before we begin to give them, let's all begin to declare concerning our nation, alright? Then let me last lead us, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We take authority in this country.
We take authority in this country.
As a people of God.
As a people of God.
And we declare the will of God.
And we declare the will of God.
We say it will be done in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
It will be done in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
Prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
We prosper in Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
Here we will export to the whole world in Jesus' name. From here we will export it to the whole world in the name of Jesus.
From here we will export it to the whole world.
We declare that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
We declare
that God.
The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
is the Most High God.
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 He said, God is the Most High.
God is the Most High.
Jehovah is the Most High.
Jehovah is the Most High.
Our God is the Most High.
Over Nigeria, we declare it. That our God is the Most High God.
That our God is the Most High God.
That our God is the Most High God.
We declare that our God is the Most High God.
And we declare that our God is the Most High.
No other God is 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 Most High.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
The will of our God will be done.
The will of our Lord will be done.
Prosperity is our portion.
Prosperity is our portion.
Because that is the will of God.
Because that is the will of God.
Therefore we declare.
Therefore we declare.
That uninterrupted power supply.
That uninterrupted power supply.
Is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. In the name of Jesus.
We declare
that
good roads,
that good roads
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
We declare
that
security,
security
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
We declare that good health care
is
our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
We declare
that
protection
for our industry
is our portion.
Is our portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Because our God is the Most High God.
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 And that's our
our God hates injustice.
And since our God hates injustice,
therefore we declare,
that justice
is our portion,
in
the name of Jesus
Christ.
That access to justice,
is our portion,
in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against oppression,
of
one man against his neighbor, in the name of Jesus
Christ.
We speak against oppression,
of
a policeman against the citizens, in this country, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say every worker of iniquity
will
be recompensed for his evil works.
Will recompense for his evil works.
Will be recompensed for his evil works.
Will be recompensed for his evil
in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that this land is a good land.
We declare that this land is
we declare that this land is green.
We declare that this land is
prosperous. Now we begin to say, I will prosper in this land.
I will prosper in this land.
Say, I will prosper in this nation.
I will prosper in this nation.
I will not fail in this country.
I will not fail in this country.
I have blessed you, O Nigeria.
I have blessed you, O Nigeria.
Therefore, you will yield increase for me.
Therefore, you will yield increase
in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a blessed man.
I am a blessed
woman.
I am a blessed
man. I am a blessed man or blessed woman.
I am a blessed man.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the land will yield increase for me. I am not cursed.
I am not cursed.
The curse of Adam is not upon me.
The curse of Adam is not upon me.
The curse of ancestors, they are not upon me.
The curse of ancestors are not upon me.
The blessing of Abraham is my portion.
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 Jesus was made poor.
Jesus was made poor.
So that I, through his poverty, may become rich. Therefore, I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
Therefore, I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
Therefore, I prophesy to you, O nation Nigeria.
Therefore, I prophesy to you, O nation Nigeria.
You will yield increase for me in the name of Jesus. When I put forth my hand to work,
and I'll put forth my hand,
I will reap the reward for my labor.
I will reap the reward for my labor.
Because I'm a blessed person.
Because I'm a blessed person.
In the name of Jesus Christ. This land will not swallow me.
This land will not swallow me.
But it will yield increase for me.
But it will yield increase for me.
Say, this land will not swallow me.
This land will not swallow me.
It will yield increase for me.
It will yield increase for me.
I need to explain that. You know, when the children of Israel were going into the promised land, they said the land that eats of the inhabitants. No, that's what they said. But God said, no, that's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be for them a land that flows with what?
Milk and honey.
Many people have been swallowed by land. I'm telling you. One bank failure, all the 25 years work they did, it goes down. That's land swallowing somebody. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
A man was trying to build up his career after laboring in a company or civil service for 15, 18 years. Suddenly, they rope him into one floor. He has to collect from beneath. They dismiss him. That's a land swallowing somebody.
Mm.
You know, if he bought land or a house from Federal Money Bank, they will take the land back and give him nothing. That's a land swallowing somebody. Do you get my point?
Yes.
But you will prophesy again over Nigeria that you can't swallow.
Yeah.
I'm a blessed person. I am a blessed person. Therefore, if I put forth my hand to work, I will reap the reward for my labor. If I sow one grain of corn, I will reap 100. Where I'm putting one. That is the plan of God for my life as a child of God. Say, Nigeria, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Nigeria, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Therefore, I command you.
Therefore, I command you.
Yield increase for me.
Yield increase for me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Declare, you say, I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
Therefore, this land is not a land that eats up its inhabitants for me.
Therefore, this land is not a land that eats up its inhabitants for me.
But it's a land that flows with milk and honey for me.
But it's a land that flows with milk and honey for me.
It can eat other people up.
It can eat other people up.
It will not eat me up.
It cannot eat me up.
It will bless me.
It will bless me.
It will bless me.
It will bless me.
It will bring forth good for me.
It will bring forth good for me.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. That will bring forth good for you. Let's do something. Say, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus.
Show your mercy upon this land.
Show your mercy upon this land.
For all the blood has been shed upon it.
That all the blood has been shed upon it.
Look to the cross of Christ.
Look to the cross
and find mercy upon this land.
And show mercy
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I will prosper in this nation.
I will prosper in this nation.
I will bless people in this
nation. I will bless people in this.
I have been blessed.
I have been blessed.
I have become a blessing.
And I have become a blessing.
Listen, say, I am not only looking for a job.
I am not only looking for a job.
I will create jobs for people.
I will create jobs for people.
land.
Hear ye, O land.
People will arise.
People will arise.
And come to me for employment.
And come to me for employment.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Where people have departed from.
Where people have departed
because
from.
Because of famine.
Because of famine.
I will sow in that land.
I will sow in that land.
And the same year.
And the same year.
I will reap a hundredfold.
I will reap a hundredfold.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Failure is not my portion.
Failure is not my portion.
Say it again. Failure is not my portion.
Again,
that where people ran away,
where people ran away
because of famine,
because of famine,
and they went into Egypt,
and they went into Egypt.
I will sow in that land.
I will sow in that land.
And this same land, in the same year,
like Isaac,
I will reap a hundredfold.
I will reap a hundredfold,
and I will grow forward.
And I will grow forward.
And I will become stronger.
And I will become stronger.
I will become great.
I will become great
until I become very great.
Until I become very great.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I will spread forth my leaves.
I will spread forth my leaves.
And many birds will come and nest
there. And many birds will come and nest there.
Many men will come and take shelter.
Many men will come and take shelter.
Because of the Lord.
Because of the Lord.
And because of His glory.
And because of His
which
glory.
Which is seen upon me.
Which is seen upon me.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not die.
I shall not die.
I will not die.
I will not die.
But I will live.
But I will live.
And I will see.
And I will see.
The blessing of God.
The blessing of God.
This nation.
In this nation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That it should be in my hearing.
It should be in my hearing.
That people will say this in my hearing.
That people will say this in my hearing.
Is this the same Nigeria
from which we ran? Is this the same Nigeria from which we ran?
Is this the same land from where we departed?
Is this the same land from where we departed?
We see the goodness of God.
We see the goodness of God.
According to our prophecy.
According to our prophecy.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey.
Let's just do that right now. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks.
Father, I give you
say, Lord, we give you
thanks. Hey, Father.
Say, Lord, we give you thanks. Say, Lord, we give you
thanks.
Say, Lord, we give you thanks.
Father, we give you praise.
Say, Lord, we give you
thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Be glorified, O Lord. Be lifted high, O Lord. You are God.
In the name of Jesus.
You are God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. Blessed be your most holy name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Surely God's goodness and mercy and grace shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Fellow brethren, I prophesy upon the rest of this week for you that goodness and mercy will follow you everywhere you go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you travel, you will be safe.
Amen.
As you return, the angels of the Lord will guide you.
Amen.
Evil will not befall you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.